This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Friday Eve, little bit chilly, and get used to it, gang, because the next, I'm looking at what, next 10 days, this is it. We're not going to even see 70 degrees. We're at 68, and that's kind of where it's going to be. The next couple of days, actually, even cooler than that. Overnights, again, no official freeze warnings, but overnight low temps today in some of the western suburbs, 34 degrees. It's too cold. Too cold. If you're following the gambling story, this... I can't even begin to fully understand how it was operated, let alone how the FBI was able to make these arrests. But arrests they did make, and an investigation apparently has been going on for a long time. So I want to know what happened with it. Only one guy that I can trust with this sort of information, retired FBI supervisory special agent Jimmy Galliano. I'm happy to say Jimmy's joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Well, Jeffrey, good to join you. I'm doing it from my car sitting on the Long Island Expressway right now, cursing New York traffic. But I just completed my civic duty as a retired FBI agent, and HR 218 requires us to do an annual shoot to make sure that we are still marksmen of good repute. And I'm happy to tell you that everything was in order today, my friend.
Excellent. Well, good for you. So you're good for another year.
I'm good for another year. I killed a lot of paper today, Jeff.
That's the way it should be. I am glad to hear that. All right, now I do have to ask. You're up near West Point. You got all these great places. Why on earth are you on the Long Island Expressway going to shoot? There's got to be someplace closer.
My man, I was out in a place called West Babylon. A couple of former FBI firearms instructors that were instructors with me together. They operate a range out there, so it's convenient, but it's not. So 2.5 hours each way, my friend.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but better you than me. My gosh, that's well, you'll be that much happier when you get home.
I also recall what I-95 can be like around this time in the evening, Jeff.
Yeah, all right, well, fair enough. All right, we're going to call it a push then, right? And that what we call it in cards? It's kind of a tie then. Tell me about what the heck is going on with the NBA and La Cosa Nostra. Are these guys cozy? What is this?
Well, Jeff, this is fascinating. And like I've been saying all day today, I think the lead got buried. Because obviously, as soon as you mention the NBA... and you mentioned players like Jones and Rozier and Billups, players that more than just the casual fan would know who they are. It makes a big splash. But I think the lead got buried here. And I think the lead that got buried was, is this a reconstitution of the five families in New York? And look, they never went away. And the FBI has worked really since the early 70s, once J. Edgar Hoover passed away, because he wasn't a believer in the mafia aspect. But the FBI has worked very hard, especially in New York, the office that I served in, to not eradicate, but to disrupt and dismantle the five families, the Gambinos, the Genovese, the Lucchesis, the Bonannos, and the Colombos. What I thought was fascinating was, in this particular case, three of the five families, for some reason, I think the Lucchesis and the Colombos didn't get their cut here, but three of the major La Cosa Nostra families, Italian organized crime, were involved. Now, Jeff, not to get too wonky and into the weeds like I can sometimes do, especially when I'm stuck in traffic, I will say this. There's two separate cases. Okay. The one case that Billups and others, I think there were about 30 of them or 31 that were indicted, are related to rigged card games. Anybody can play cards. What makes them illegal is when the house takes a cut, or in this instance, where fraud is committed. And how is fraud committed? Jeff, I was blown away by the high-tech Star Wars level means, glasses that could, that could send signals, X-ray machines that were on the table themselves where the cards were being laid and dealt. It was incredible, the level of sophistication. Now, that was one case. The other case, which targeted Rozier, here's a guy who's played in the NBA for a couple of years, I think for a couple of teams, had already been questioned by authorities for some suspicious activity related to bets that were being placed. Now, again, not to get too wonky into the gambling aspect of this, but it is an illegal gambling case. Here's what happened. It's something called a proposition bet. So what's different from, say, you or I say, we're going to place a friendly wager, $10 on the Super Bowl, or even in places where gambling is legal online, we're going to take the Indianapolis Colts and 2.5 points. That's the difference. That's right. The line.
Okay.
Well, these proposition bets are related to players' performance, and they can be quirky things too. How long the national anthem was before the Super Bowl? What's the over/under on that? What color is the Gatorade to be dumped on the winning coach's head? What's the over and under on that? Wow. Well, you understand where there's rife for things to unscrupulous people to do things. Yeah. When you say the line on a baseball game for a pitcher is, does he throw more or less than 8 strikeouts? Or does a quarterback throw more or less than 2.5 touchdowns? Or, in the instance of Rozier, does a player, have more or less than 10 rebounds or a certain amount of points or play a certain amount of time? That's what this was related to. Players inside a game, not throwing the game from the perspective of point shaving, but doing it from the prop bet perspective. And yes, it's illegal. It's not a victimless crime. And yeah, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for the sports books. But Jeff, yeah, Vegas can get defrauded. And that's clearly what happened in this case. Fraud with violence attached to it, because in one of the cases, there were people that went out and used extortionate means to get people to pay. So classic, right out of Goodfellas or The Godfather, Jeff.
Good Lord. What is the role of the FBI? Is it because it's across state lines? Is it because it involves La Cosa Nostra? I mean, why the Bureau?
Yes to all of that. So the FBI looks at this from the perspective of illegal gambling activities, or gambling that takes place online, or there's an interstate nexus to it. The FBI has purview of that and some 5,000 other U.S. crimes by U.S. statute. The other aspect of it is, yes, you have a criminal organization like the mob. Jeff, it was crazy. I'm watching the press conference today at the Eastern District in New York, and I recall 34 years ago standing in roughly the same area with a group of FBI agents from the New York office and prosecutors from the Eastern District in New York when John Gotti was convicted of murder, extortion, racketeering, and illegal gambling activities. So this has long been the purview of the FBI from the perspective of racketeering cases where you need predicate offenses. A predicate offense can be prostitution, extortion, murder, or in this case, and I'm not suggesting it's a RICO case, but in this case, the fact that illegal activity was being conducted in the form of gambling.
Goodness gracious. Wow. It is fascinating, and I'm glad you were able to take a couple of moments and let us know what's involved in all of this and how it's going to play out. Honest to goodness, I watched the stuff with Cash Patel, tried to analyze it, and thought, well, far above my pay grade. And I appreciate you doing that. Now, here's the question for you. You've been with us for a few moments. You're on this terrible drive on the Long Island Expressway. How far have you gone? I'm going to venture. Here's the over-under. Half a mile.
No, a little further than that, but not much further, Jeff. Okay, but we are making progress. And, Jeff, I'll leave you with this little teaser here if you want to take some action since we are talking about gambling. I will guarantee you that just the top layer of the onion has been peeled away. What's going to happen now is all these guys that have been jammed up on this, and we're talking about just under 40 people, can there be a follow-on superseding indictment? Absolutely. Because I guarantee you, all of these guys have lawyered up, and their lawyers are looking at the charges, and they're saying, NYPD, FBI, and Homeland Security Investigations, and this looks like a fairly airtight case. Let me get my guy in quickly for a proffer, see if I can get a consideration for a downward departure when he's sentenced, if he assists the government in pursuing others involved in the conspiracy. Because make no doubt about it, this is a conspiracy. And I think we might even see some more familiar names drop. That's my gut right now, that there will be more superseding indictments, and there'll be some more people where you're going to recognize their names.
Wow. All right. In other words, it's time. Let's make a deal. Let's see what you got, who you can get us. And all right. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to let you get back to that one hellacious commute. I promise you I'm going to give everybody the details for Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. I always make sure we get that out when you are with us, maybe even when you're not, but especially when you're here. Have fun on this drive, my friend. And just have fun on this drive. I'm going to leave it there.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Always good to join you.
All right. Thank you, man. That is Jimmy Galliano. 2.5-hour drive to get out and do his requal. And, you know, he used to do that sort of a drive on a regular basis. Just FYI, those guys who are working in New York, the FBI New York office, some of them live upstate because you can't afford it in New York. It's going to get even worse now with this Mam Danny character. Crazy. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio,
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
URBA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday Eve, kind of chilly. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Earlier today, my friend, Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, was talking about sandwiches. I know, you're thinking, well, sure, Jeff, it's a day that ends in Y. No, I know. But he was talking about sandwiches. And he was looking for the best sandwich, I guess, right? Grilled cheese was selected as the favorite sandwich across America. But somehow, discussion popped up, and I do believe that Rich was looking for some suggestions. So I said this afternoon, he really needs to go and grab himself a sailor sandwich. The best one that I have found, I would say, is at Dot's. And I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. And everybody now is just weighing in with their suggestions. So this might be a road trip. That's what I'm thinking. Can we do a compare and contrast? I think we could. Rich has got to have at least one sailor sandwich to begin. But then if we are called upon, and perhaps that's what this is. Maybe it's a challenge. Maybe people are laying down the gauntlet to find the best sailor sandwich in Central Virginia. I wonder if the Texas Inn does a sailor sandwich. I'll have to ask Dave Saunders. He might. It's not going to be as good as the Jeff Katz hot dog, you know. But, I mean, nonetheless, probably a pretty good sort of a thing. New York City, 25 years after September the 11th, 2001, is now poised to elect as mayor a radical Islamist extremist. A hardcore, well, I know the president has declared him to be a communist. He goes to great pains to say, no, not a communist, a socialist. Well, either way, I'm not particularly happy with one of those designations over the other. I think they're both pretty bad. But that being said, we'll find out what this really means. Robert Spencer is going to be with us at 4:35 tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., maybe with a sailor sandwich in hand. Rich Herrera will be here. Want to make sure you're tuning in. For him, it is 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.